Exercise 4, page 94.
It happened about 5 years ago in my hometown. The disaster stretched the resources and the emotions of the whole community. People who have never experienced something similar can never really comprehend the full horror of a flood. It left a deep scar on the minds of everyone in my town. I was in my living room eating breakfast when it happened. It must have been a little before 9 on a Saturday morning. There had been heavy rain the previous day and it hadn't stopped. It wasn't unusual for the river to burst its banks, and the town was well equipped to deal with small floods. What had never happened before was for the dam upstream to break. My house was in the west of the town, about 2 miles away from the river. That dam was holding back millions of gallons of water, so when it broke, all the water came rushing towards our town. It took seconds for the river to overflow. Then the water came through the streets of the town. I heard it coming and looked out of my window. It was like a big wave, meters high, which actually covered the roofs of some of the smaller houses. I called my parents from upstairs and we ran out to our car. As my dad was driving off, we saw our neighbour running and screaming from her house. We stopped and picked her up and drove quickly up the hill to find higher ground. We got to a height which seemed safe and we looked back over the valley. I could see houses and cars being washed away in the great torrent of water. We could see people seeking refuge on the tops of their houses. Others had managed to climb up tall trees for safety. You could see them yelling for help and waving their arms around in the air. But there was nothing you could do. The water was just too high and it just surged through the valley. Once the water calmed, the nightmare wasn't over. People had to be rescued. There were hundreds of injured people found all through the town. Thousands of homes were completely destroyed, which left so many people homeless. Eventually, help arrived from neighbouring towns, but it took weeks for people to find out if their friends and neighbours had all survived. It took months for everyone to start getting back to their daily lives, and it took years to rebuild the town into what it was. The hardest thing was rebuilding our community. Of course, our homes were important. They represent us, but the feeling of not being able to help those who had always given you support was very difficult. We were all helpless for a while. As I think of that day now, I can almost see the rising tide sweeping away everything in its path. I can hear the thundering roar of the water, washing away houses and cars. I can smell the stench of the river water, mixed with all the waste that it took with it on its destructive path through the town. I will never forget that day. It was a nightmare, and I am always terrified that the water might come back one day.